You're listening to an African Elements top news story for December 4th, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Lawsuit hits Trump's federal DEI worker purge by Darius Spearman. A landmark lawsuit filed by former federal employees is challenging the Trump administration's dismantling of diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI initiatives. Filed on December 3, 2025, the class action suit, Fell v. Trump, argues that the purge of DEI roles violated federal civil service rules. The plaintiffs allege the firings unlawfully targeted workers based on their race, gender, and perceived political views. This legal battle is more than a dispute over jobs. It represents the latest front in a struggle for equality that stretches back generations. The fight for a federal workforce that looks like America has deep roots in the civil rights movement. The lawsuit seeks reinstatement, back pay, and damages for the terminated employees. It directly connects today's political attacks on DEI to a long, hard-won history of civil rights advancements. Four former federal employees, Stephanie Fell, Stephanie Gilliard, L. Smith, and Mahri Stainock, are leading the charge. They contend the administration demonized DEI to punish perceived political enemies and remove people of color, women, and non-binary employees from federal service. This case forces a national conversation about the role of equity in public service and the protections designed to shield federal workers from political whims. The long road to federal DEI initiatives. The struggle for a fair and representative federal workforce did not begin with DEI. Its origins trace back to World War II, when President Franklin D. Roosevelt issued Executive Order 8802 in 1941. This order banned racial discrimination in defense and federal jobs, laying early groundwork. Subsequently, President Harry Truman took another historic step by desegregating the armed forces in 1948 with Executive Order 9981. These actions were foundational steps toward broader anti-discrimination policies. The civil rights era accelerated this progress. In 1961, President John F. Kennedy's Executive Order 10925 first used the term affirmative action. It required government contractors to proactively ensure fair employment regardless of race or creed. This was followed by the landmark Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibited discrimination based on race, color, religion, sex, or national origin. President Lyndon B. Johnson then expanded these efforts with Executive Order 11246, mandating affirmative action for all federal contractors. These policies were designed to actively correct decades of systemic discrimination, a principle that later evolved into modern DEI programs. Understanding the core of DEI. To grasp the current conflict, it is essential to understand what diversity, equity, and inclusion truly mean. DEI is not a single concept, but three interconnected pillars. Diversity refers to the presence of a wide range of human differences, including race, gender, ability, and background. In federal employment, the goal is a workforce that reflects the American public. Inclusion is about creating a work environment where every single person feels valued, respected, and able to contribute their best work. Equity is perhaps the most misunderstood component. It is different from equality. While equality means giving everyone the same thing, equity means giving people what they specifically need to have the same opportunities for success. This involves recognizing and dismantling systemic barriers that have historically disadvantaged certain groups. For Black federal employees, DEI initiatives address specific challenges that persist even when overall representation numbers seem adequate. Ultimately, these programs aim to ensure fair treatment and access to opportunity for every employee, from entry-level positions to senior leadership. The administration's anti-DEI campaign. The Trump administration launched a sweeping campaign to dismantle federal DEI programs through a series of executive orders. Executive Order 14151, titled Ending Radical and Wasteful Government DEI Programs and Preferencing, aimed to terminate all DEI offices and positions. The administration justified this by labeling DEI initiatives as divisive concepts that promote ideas like critical race theory and white privilege. They argued these programs were wasteful and discriminatory against non-preferred groups. Another key directive, Executive Order 1473, rescinded previous orders promoting equal opportunity, including Johnson's historic order for federal contractors. It also required agencies to report all DEI activities. Language like gender ideology extremism was used in Executive Order 1468 to target protections for gender identity. To enforce these rollbacks, the Office of Personnel Management even set up an email account to collect reports on suspected disguised DEI initiatives. This referred to any training or program perceived to be advancing DEI goals, such as unconscious bias training, even if it was not explicitly labeled as such. A challenge to civil service protections. The lawsuit argues the administration's actions violate long-standing protections for federal employees. A key part of the case rests on the Civil Service Reform Act of 1978. This act was designed to create a merit-based system, ensuring federal workers are hired and fired based on performance, not political connections. It explicitly established prohibited personnel practices, including discrimination and actions based on political affiliation, to protect the workforce from arbitrary decisions. The plaintiffs argue that purging DEI roles based on a perceived political ideology directly contravenes the spirit and letter of this law. The lawsuit also alleges violations of the First Amendment and Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. The First Amendment claim centers on the idea that the firings punished employees for their perceived viewpoints on DEI, chilling free speech and association. The Title VII claim asserts that by dismantling programs designed to combat discrimination, the administration fostered a discriminatory environment and disproportionately harmed employees based on their race and gender. Before filing in federal court, the employees first took their complaints to the Merit Systems Protection Board and Equal Employment Opportunity Offices, where the issues were not resolved. Beyond representation, the need for equity. Statistics show that in 2021, Black Americans made up 18.2% of the federal workforce, a figure higher than their 12.6% share of the total U.S. population. While this overrepresentation might seem to diminish the need for DEI, a deeper look reveals a different story. The real challenge for Black employees is not just getting in the door, but advancing once inside. At the highest levels of federal leadership, the Senior Executive Service, SES, diversity plummets. Nearly 76% of senior executives are white, compared to 61.2% of the total workforce. White men alone make up almost half of these top-tier positions. This leadership gap highlights systemic barriers that prevent Black employees from reaching senior roles. These barriers can include biased promotion processes, a lack of mentorship and sponsorship, and unequal access to career-developing assignments. DEI initiatives are specifically designed to tackle these problems. They create leadership development programs for diverse talent and implement bias mitigation training for promotion panels. Therefore, even with strong overall numbers, DEI remains critical to ensure that Black federal employees have an equitable opportunity to advance and lead. The focus moves beyond simple headcounts to creating truly fair pathways to success for everyone. A critical moment for public service. The lawsuit Fell v. Trump marks a critical moment for the future of the U.S. federal government. It is a direct challenge to the idea that civil rights protections and equity initiatives can be dismantled by political decree. The outcome will have lasting implications not only for the plaintiffs, but for the principle of a nonpartisan, merit-based civil service. Experts worry that eliminating DEI initiatives could reverse decades of progress, leading to less inclusive workplaces and hindering efforts to address systemic inequality. There are additional concerns that removing public health data related to gender and equity from federal websites could undermine research and the ability to address health disparities. Interestingly, even during the previous Trump administration from 2017 to 2021, marginal gains in racial diversity were observed. This was likely because the most aggressive anti-DEI executive orders were issued late in the term, and their full effects had not yet materialized. The federal government is a massive entity, and demographic shifts often happen slowly, driven by long-term factors like retirements and existing recruitment pipelines. This lawsuit, however, confronts the direct and intentional purge of the very people tasked with fostering a more equitable federal workforce. It places the long history of civil rights in federal employment squarely before the courts.